2 Kings 11. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she proceeded to annihilate all the royal heirs. But Jehosheba, daughter of King Joram, the sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the sons of the king who were being murdered. She put him and his nurse in a bedroom to hide him from Athaliah, and he was not killed. And Joash remained hidden with his nurse in the house of the Lord for 6 years, while Athaliah ruled the land. Then in the 7th year, Jehoiada sent for the commanders of hundreds, the Kerites, and the guards, and had them brought into the house of the Lord. There he made a covenant with them, and put them under oath. He showed them the king's son, and commanded them, "This is what you are to do. 1/3 of you who come on duty on the Sabbath shall guard the royal palace. 1/3 shall be at the gate of Sur, and 1/3 at the gate behind the guards. You are to take turns guarding the temple. The 2 divisions that would go off duty on the Sabbath are to guard the house of the Lord for the king. You must surround the king with weapons in hand, and anyone who approaches the ranks must be put to death. You must stay close to the king wherever he goes." So the commanders of hundreds did everything that Jehoiada the priest had ordered. Each of them took his men, those coming on duty on the Sabbath and those going off duty, and came to Jehoiada the priest. Then the priest gave to the commanders of hundreds the spears and shields of King David from the house of the Lord. And the guards stood with weapons in hand, surrounding the king by the altar and the temple, from the south side to the north side of the temple. Then Jehoiada brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, presented him with the testimony, and proclaimed him king. They anointed him, and the people clapped their hands and declared, "Long live the king!" When Athaliah heard the noise from the guards and the people, she went out to the people in the house of the Lord. And she looked out and saw the king standing by the pillar, according to the custom. The officers and trumpeters were beside the king, and all the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets. Then Athaliah tore her clothes and screamed, "Treason! Treason!" And Jehoiada the priest ordered the commanders of hundreds in charge of the army, "Bring her out between the ranks, and put to the sword anyone who follows her." For the priest had said, "She must not be put to death in the house of the Lord." So they seized Athaliah as she reached the horse's entrance to the palace grounds, and there she was put to death. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord and the king and the people, that they would be the Lord's people. He also made a covenant between the king and the people. So all the people of the land went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They smashed the altars and idols to pieces, and they killed Mattan, the priest of Baal, in front of the altars. And Jehoiada the priest posted guards for the house of the Lord. He took with him the commanders of hundreds, the Kerites, the guards, and all the people of the land. And they brought the king down from the house of the Lord and entered the royal palace by way of the gate of the guards. Then Joash took his seat on the royal throne, and all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, because Athaliah had been put to the sword at the royal palace. Joash was 7 years old when he became king.